Welcome to the Astral Projection Astral Podcast, brought to you by Ali Wiley.
Hello everyone. Today I'm going to talk about something that is very important if you wish to have conscious out-of-body experiences, the OBE mindset. William Bulman explains this very well on his site www.astralinfo.org. Please check out the site for lots of information on OBEs and William's OBE workshop calendar. I would just like to take this opportunity to thank William for his permission to reproduce this invaluable material. William Bulman's Exploration Mindset. During out-of-body exploration, we confront many interesting experiences. These include vibrational state fears, thought forms, self-made and external energy creations, contact with non-physical inhabitants, and countless other issues. However, the single most pervasive issue we experience is our own indoctrinated mindset and state of consciousness. Our perception of reality is distorted by a collection of falsehoods and beliefs, and complicated even further by our grossly inaccurate form-based self-image. Our ability to effectively explore thought-responsive realities is often blocked by our own conscious and subconscious mind. I feel the single most important issue we confront in out-of-body exploration is our ability to create and maintain the ideal mindset. During every experience, we carry with us our individual mental baggage, including our subconscious fears and limits. Over the years, I have come to realize that this is a critical issue that is seldom addressed. The following perceptions are the result of my 4 decades of out-of-body experiences, and this knowledge has greatly assisted me in my personal explorations and my daily life. I question everything and assume nothing. I have found that all beliefs, all three-dimensional and linear assumptions, and our own self-conception create serious anchors to our progress. The enclosed list is my personal reality precepts. Please accept or reject as you feel fit. 1. I am pure consciousness. I possess no form or three-dimensional structure. I have the ability to manifest and use different energy forms for my expression and education. I realize I am not humanoid or any other form-based concept. 2. I am immortal, creative and powerful. Nothing seen or unseen can harm me or block my path. 3. I shape, mould and interpret all realities. I create my reality both in and out of body. I accept complete responsibility for all my energy creations. I am the creative writer, director and actor in every drama I experience. My consciousness uses form like a master puppeteer. 4. I am an explorer of consciousness. I seek the answers to life's mysteries and refuse to settle for man-made beliefs or conclusions. By expanding my explorations inward, beyond all form-based realities, I possess the innate ability to obtain the answers. 5. I remain open to my unlimited potential and independent from all man-made beliefs, religions, and consensus reality conclusions. I am not a member of any group or religion. The truth is not man-made. 6. I perceive with my consciousness. My natural perception is 360 degrees. I remain alert that I actively colour, shape and mould my perceptions of reality. All the realities I encounter are interpreted by my mind. My consciousness is highly interactive in all energy environments. 7. I remain calm in the face of intense energy shifts and manifestations. To the best of my ability, I remain detached and neutral to the various energies that I encounter, mould or create. As much as possible, I am the objective, dispassionate observer of the unfolding imagery, concepts, forms and dramas that I experience. 8. I accept, embrace and enjoy the vibrational state and all the associated OBE-related energy phenomena. I surrender to it. I allow it to expand through every layer of my being. I love the intensity and variety of the vibrational state. During all altered states and vibrational state phenomena, I remain completely calm and non-analytical. I allow the energies to expand and flow through me. 9. OBEs are natural and essential for my spiritual growth. My conscious OBEs dramatically accelerate my personal growth. I am open to and expect profound experiences both in and out of body. 10. I create and maintain a designated out-of-body exploration area in my home, separate from the bedroom. I expect results in this focused environment. 11. I possess no limits. I can move, expand, and express my conscious awareness without limit. I create the limits or blocks that I experience so I can dissolve them. 12. I control and prolong my OBEs and my state of consciousness by using focused, powerful commands. Awareness now, higher self now, next level now, clarity now. 13. I demand to experience my higher self whenever possible. I expect immediate results and clear answers now. As much as possible, I surrender to my higher self and to my inner guidance. I trust my higher self, for I am my guide. 14. I currently maintain and operate a personal energy vehicle, body, within every dimension of the universe. I have the natural ability to shift my conscious awareness throughout these energy bodies and experience and explore without limit. I travel the inner path within me. I experience and explore the entire multidimensional universe within myself. External motion and energy forms are unnecessary. The direct path to self-knowledge and self-realization is within me. To the best of my ability, I identify, confront, and resolve my fears both in and out of the body. I fully realize that my fears will manifest as form-based energy during my OBEs. I actively seek to dissolve all the energy blocks I experience. 16. I reject the entire premise of beliefs. I can only truly know something based upon my personal experience. The key to self-knowledge is to expand my experience and not my beliefs. I realize that false and distorted beliefs create the blocks I experience. I jettison all man-made beliefs and refuse to be a mental slave to the consensus mindset in any reality. Attaching me to man-made conclusions and beliefs acts to distort my perception and blocks my progress. I aggressively examine and purge all non-confirmed conclusions, concepts, ideas, and beliefs from my mind. The lighter I am, the further inward I experience. 17. All form-based realities are temporary energy constructs. Form is created and shaped by consciousness and function as vehicles and expressions of consciousness. I seek to experience and comprehend the true source of all realities. 18. The key to initiating conscious OBEs is daily practice with persistence and focused intention. 19. Attempting to comprehend and navigate the multidimensional universe using any man-made conclusion, belief system or religion as a guide leads only to extreme self-delusion, recurring blocks and deception. I follow my inner wisdom, my higher self. I am the path I travel. 20. To uncover the truth of my existence, I must explore beyond the facade of form. True reality and answers exist beyond three-dimensional energy forms of the astral and physical dimensions. I experience the high realities deep within me. 21. I am open and expect new and enlightening experiences, both in and out of body. I encourage and embrace radical and rapid change. I remain completely open to experience accelerated personal growth. Mental stagnation and rigid thought patterns are not an option. 22. The key to accurate perception and answers is to examine and cleanse a lens of my mind so I am free from the false beliefs and consensus self-deception that dominates all form-based realities. Clear perception is essential and my complete responsibility. 23. The answers are always present. It is I that creates and maintains any blocks that I experience. I take complete responsibility for my life and my experiences both in and out of my body. 24. My experiences both in and out of body provide the lessons I designed for my education. I always dig for the unseen reason and purpose behind my experiences. 25. During all my OBEs, I inwardly demand awareness now and I expect immediate results. I consciously magnify and intensify my intentions. I fully realize I possess the unlimited creative power to create my reality, and I expect instant results and clear answers. Awareness now is my focused intention and my silent mantra. 26. I have the ability to navigate, observe, and explore the entire multidimensional universe and timeline. All is available to me. 27. I focus on the now, for I can only create and manipulate my reality in the present moment. now is the focal point of all my creative energy. My access to immense creative power dwells in the now. All is now. 28. I confirm the authenticity of all the life forms and realities I encounter. I assume nothing and question everything. I look beyond the dense facade, for I realize that form is not reality. It is but an expression and tool of consciousness. 29. I realize I must jettison all of my current preset mental judgments. This includes all the human concepts I take for granted, including good and evil, ugly and beautiful, right and wrong. True reality has no opposites. 30. I recognize the importance of transcending all external methods of perception, and this includes a powerful perception tool of my mind. Transcending the mind is essential in order to truly perceive and experience objective reality and experience the profound nature of my higher self. 31. I have found it extremely helpful to maintain a detailed OBE and dream journal. It helps to condition and open my mind to accept and experience multiple realities. 32. Confronting and dissolving the energy manifestations of my own fears, limits, and blocks are essential for my spiritual growth. There are no negative experiences, only energy manifestations I don't currently comprehend. 33. I don't waste my energy promoting or defending my perceptions of reality. I realize that those of us that know from experience will understand. 34. Above all, persistence is the most important attribute we possess. Daily practice and positive, focused intention is the essential key. Expect the profound. This knowledge has served me well for decades. In fact, it took me 2 decades to comprehend the staggering exploration abilities we possess. Each of us has an important choice. We can accept a host of man-made illusions and play the great form-based shell game, or we can decide to move inward and experience a more expansive reality. I have found the countless worlds of form to be an immense maze of deception. If you truly desire answers, it is essential to go beyond the facade of the physical and astral dimensions. Ultimately, we are drawn inward for the answers. Each of us is a courageous explorer that has boldly entered the epidermis of the universe. Now our quest is to become effective explorers of consciousness and travel the path back home. I would recommend that you create your own ideal mindset exploration list. The very process of writing your own list can be mind-expanding. Do it today. All my best, William. Wow, great stuff, William. Thanks. Don't forget to pop over to Ali's Astral Lounge at www.astralprojectionlounge.com. See you there.